It's the Bad Advice Show.
Hello, my fellow people. It is the Bad Advice Show. Guess who's been drinking? To my right, hailing from parts of the South that you are scared to travel to. You know her. You love her. She's the mother of mothers. Mel, everybody.
Hey, yo, how's everybody doing?
And to my left, he is Georgia's igloo. Put your hands together for Jerome Russell, everybody.
I'm not sure igloo will survive in Georgia, but I'll take it.
And I am ice cold.
Ice cold.
I'll take that, but igloo.
Yeah, igloo.
That's how cold you are, son.
And I'm Jersey's Green Devil. I don't even smoke weed, but I'll be the Green Devil of New Jersey, Gordon Baker Bone, everybody. And what I am having
what color are mushrooms?
Ooh, the grayest of mushrooms. Oh man, why are mushrooms so much better than weed? Can we discuss that?
I would not be able to speak from knowledge because I've never done mushrooms.
You've never done mushrooms?
We've had this conversation. No, I've never.
Man, that hurts my heart. I put mine in tea with hibiscus, and it's quite the ordeal. It's quite the journey down the rabbit hole. I feel like Alice in Wonderland.
Is it nasty?
If you just chew them raw, yeah.
It's like eating styrofoam.
Yep.
Boiled styrofoam with feet on it.
Yeah.
Did you say boiled styrofoam with feet?
Yeah.
Might as well. Okay. Yo, I really feel bad. Yo, first piece of bad advice, buy some mushrooms. Because mushroom dealers, they don't know how to get rid of their stash. There's not a market for them like everyone else. Like, weed has its own, like, clientele. Like, you hear rappers yell about weed. No one raps about mushrooms besides Kid Cudi.
And he's so sad.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's very emotional.
Yeah, I mean, it's the marketing for mushrooms that's not, like, you can't really party on mushrooms. You can't really, can you do a whole lot?
It depends on the type. It depends on your personality. I'm one that can party on mushrooms. I'm also someone that can sit down and be introspective on mushrooms. It really is a shaman type of trip.
Yeah, these ratchet ass kids ain't doing it.
Oh man! Speaking of ratchet ass kids, let's dive into it.
Oh boy!
As you guys very well know, or probably have heard, if you have any type of television, Ja Morant has been seen with a weapon again.
The internet's wayward nephew.
I don't get it. Ja Morant is now, I don't know if he's officially been suspended or they just told him, hey, don't come to the facilities or don't do anything NBA related. Because even though you have $194 million contract, you refuse not to be seen on camera with a weapon.
And let's be clear, Ja Morant clearly does not have an illegal weapon because when we have this conversation, we're never talking about Ja Morant being in jail for having a weapon. He ain't got no business having, right?
Yep.
That being said, he's still not practicing gun safety. Like, why are you flashing your gun with the homies in a moving car, nigga?
He's not practicing gun safety, but he didn't have any fingers on the trigger, which I was very happy to see. But the flashing of the gun was not the safest thing I've seen.
You're in a moving car.
Yeah.
You're in a moving car.
In a moving car. Like, that's the part that got me, because there was no need for it. Was a happy moment.
Everybody's having a good time. And I feel so, like, it's so embarrassing. Maybe embarrassing is not the word, but it's irritating when you know you got a friend who don't know how to act, because you never know. Like, it's, you could tell his friend, like, he was doing so good. And as soon as he saw him, he moved the camera.
His friend tried to eat that phone.
Yeah.
His friend was like, oh my God, my future.
That phone went to the Phantom Zone.
His friend was like that dude in a lottery ticket with Bow Wow. I'm broke. I'm broke.
The thing, people keep blaming his friends. Well, you know, you shouldn't have the camera out. Every 20-something has their camera out. Every 20-something goes on IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
They are not the weirdos. You are the fucking weirdo for just pulling out a gun for no reason with the homies. What is wrong with you?
Why?
Yeah. That's something. I mean, part of it is young hubris.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the repeat offense yet. I'm talking about just young stupidity. Because when you get your first gun, when you're young, you want to show it to everybody. Only thing is, everybody is the whole world when you're drama rock.
Right.
It's not just.
I'm sorry.
It's not just the homies that are going to see it. The entire world is going to see it. I got my first legal gun, and you know, my late 30s. Nobody has seen my gun.
The first legal gun. I swear to Christ.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
the only gun that I had on a daily basis is because I worked in Newark at my uncle's liquor store. I've told y'all these stories before. If you guys keep up with the show, you guys know I worked in a liquor store on the edge of Newark and next to Seton Hall. And I had to keep a pistol.
You kind of had to. I mean, the fact that you was 11, this child labor laws we're not talking about. Uncle had a young... Gordon, Uncle gave him a step stool and a pistol and said, I'll be back by 4:30.
Yeah, man, I was running a lot. Lottery machine, handing out Lucy's and
he black was running numbers.
Oh man, can we talk about people that play a picket every single day and they like I've met people that made a living off of the picket.
That's big here in Maryland too. There's convenience stores that are dedicated to just gambling, just picket, just to play in the numbers. And you don't know it until you go in and realize you are not getting a snack because everything in here is 13 years old.
Oh, I can't type 30 words a minute, but I'll tell you this much. You give me some numbers. I will get them tickets out.
Get back to Jai. I think one of the reasons people are blaming his friends.
That's weird that they're blaming his friends.
Probably the biggest reason is because as a culture, we worship money and celebrity. Mm-hmm. And Ja Morant has both. When in actuality, they are the more vulnerable people in this circumstance, no matter how you cut it. Because one, I mean, obviously he's being goofy with a gun, so something weird could happen. They could, you know, get shot.
Yeah.
Get hurt. But two, if he does something to himself, that weight is going to fall on them.
That is true.
They don't have Ja Morant's lawyers. They don't have Ja Morant's money for health care, none of that shit. So it's just so weird that everybody is jumping on the boat to protect the fool when in actuality it's his friends that he's jeopardizing.
Yeah, he definitely jeopardizes his friends. You know what I think it is? People see the price tag that he got for his job. Wait, what are you laughing at over there?
I'm laughing at the second offense.
It's why he always look like Barney Fife. He always look like he don't know what to do with it.
Mel, Mel, I'm sorry to do this, Mel. I blame this on you.
Why is this my fault?
Because you made fun of the size of the first gun.
He had that Thumbelina ass gun.
Everybody made fun of that first gun. So he was like, yo, look, I got a real one now. Like, no.
They did that. They pulled out the Clarence parents. They have a real good marriage pictures.
That shit was so funny. He was that little gun. As soon as I saw that, I was like, don't shoot that little shit no more.
stop shooting that little motherfucker. Oh man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He definitely had a gun this time.
it was a gun. It was not Monopoly.
You think that might have been what it was?
Yeah, he had to show that he had a real side gun. He's like, I'm a big boy now. Look, dude, I got it was ridiculous. So the second offense is this is, and the NBA is one of the few places you can get caught twice.
Yep.
For the same thing and still keep your job. I guess it's sports in general. Because, you know, there's been people with multiple DUIs, multiple DV cases.
Mm-hmm.
And
bro,
not saying it's right, but they might drop the hammer on his ass this time because they were so close together.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 months. Two months apart, man.
And with for no reason.
You know,
the tricky thing though is too is that as silly as John Morant is, and John Morant is a silly ass, people are also kind of like overreacting too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like there's a certain level of, you know, like it's grown ass people. You know, I'm so disappointed in him. Like 23-year-olds are dumb. What? Why is this news to you? What high hopes did you have for a 23-year-old?
With that being said, I need to issue an apology. I think we all need to issue an apology. This apology goes out to Dylan Brooks. You clearly did that dumb shit to get Ja out of the limelight. Thank you. He antagonized the bear to distract from what Ja was doing in the streets.
Yo, that shit. I mean, this conspiracy theory that you got, I kind of got to go with it because it's the only thing that makes sense. Like, I'm not apologizing for Dylan Brooks at all. Dylan Brooks can dribble in Shanghai for all I give a fuck. But I just imagine them coming to Dylan Brooks like, hey, I want to talk about your role on the team. He's like, yeah, I can shoot. If you just roll me off the pick, I can, yeah, not that. So Ja's in a little trouble, and we're going to need you to fuck with LeBron. I'm sorry, say what? We're going to need you to go after the Mr. Basketball.
Someone has to go in the bear cage.
Why do you love
it in honey and meat?
You are honey and meat.
Yo, the Grizzlies are officially having the worst offseason I've ever seen in my life.
It is so messy. So far, like, two motherfuckers got fired on their day off.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Left is for he doesn't still play there anymore, does he?
Who?
Yeah, he's the big New Zealand guy.
Yeah, he's still there. He didn't play. He just was like, no, I'm hurt. I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
He's the one that called the players only meeting and asked everybody to stop going to clubs when we go out of town.
Oh. So he had sense and nobody listened.
Okay.
Why does no one listen to the New Zealander?
I just picture Steven Adams coming through the club picking up random NBA players by the scruff of their neck like pit bull puppets. Like, no. Come with me. This is not the team that we're going to be.
This is the wildest way I've seen someone potentially fumble $194 million. Oh, that makes me hurt. Oh, that hurt my chest just saying that number. $194 million plus endorsements.
The first offense cost him 40, right?
Yep.
Essentially, when you boil it down.
Yep. Cool. Almost cost him $40 million, and now this is going to cost him more.
You wouldn't.
I thought not being all NBA did cost him 40 million.
Yeah,
did,
not being all NBA. Yeah, he can't get the Supermax deal now. So that cost him. Damn, man. I just hate seeing young black men fumble bags, man. Man, we really need to start this business, Mel.
I can't address this without addressing how there's a very different, there's a different perspective, of course, for white people with guns. There's also certain restrictions in the NBA that aren't in other sports, and that is directly related to them being young black men. I can't ignore that, but I also cannot ignore the fact that regardless of those restrictions, he's being unsafe.
Yes.
Yeah,
he is jeopardizing. Like, I don't want to, it's not that I'm unaware of those other factors. They absolutely exist and play a part in why the conversation is going the way it is. That being said, he is being unsafe, and he's being unsafe, what, twice in a 2 month, like in a moving car, come on. Come
in
on.
In a moving car, after doing 9 months in rehab.
The ghost of David Stern still haunts the NBA.
And it just cost you $40 million.
You wouldn't catch me with a slingshot after Pistol got me in trouble. It cost me $40 million. I wouldn't have a fucking sharp fork in my hand.
It's something so easy to go through life not doing.
I'm sorry.
Very easy.
I'm so sorry. Picture of Saromi eating with chopsticks just made me.
Hey, I know how to work chopsticks. I don't know what you infer. Hey, that'll be a good segue for us to move on. Yo, the first time.
I can't stop picturing it. I am so sorry.
I despise both of y'all.
It's not because you. I think you can't handle them.
No, just
the little tiny ones.
Yeah, I'm just picturing you in a karate gi.
Get me out of the karate gi.
Oh man!
All right, that was ridiculous enough. All right, we're moving on.
Sorry, y'all.
I got one more ridiculous. First time I got taken to a sushi house. The man was running down the raw for me. What's the raw one called?
Sashimi.
Sashimi. He's running down the sashimi for me, and I was listening. I was taking it all in, and my old lady was like, "Oh no, he's from Georgia."
No.
I was like, "What the hell does that mean?"
Oh, man, you know what it meant.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. I'm sorry, everyone. Oh man. You know what? If y'all can't
picture Sarome looking at a sushi menu, saying the word sashimi but still calling it the raw.
Yeah, like I was in that motherfucker with my shoes off underneath the table. Talking about, that looked like some bait to me.
So you're saying that didn't happen?
No, that didn't
okay.
happen.
No. Okay. 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 Serious. 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 Serious.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry. Sorry. All right. We get it.
Summer all right. Right around the corner.
Summer is right around the corner. And we all know here at the Bad Advice Show, some of y'all, a lot of us, some of us, maybe you over there, we trying to get some of our summer bodies in shape. Some people might be getting a sundress ready. Some of y'all might be trying to get y'all white linen bodies back.
The fuck is a white linen body? So they don't anything.
That's a body that you can tell drinks brown liquor.
Yeah. You can throw a white linen on top of sleep apnea. That shit don't care.
Sorry. What? Well, okay. All right. This show's off what the rails. Happened? Oh, no. Why are we like this?
We on that bullshit.
Yes, we are. So, here at the Bad Advice Show, we'd like to give you guys a little piece of bad advice to get your summer body ready. I'll go first. Here's my little bit of bad advice. If you don't want to work out, just go for a walk for an hour and then take a you guys are gonna hate me for this, and please tell do this. If you do this, please send me videos. Take a dip in a cold 35, like an ice bath. Did you guys know ice baths help you burn fat? Because you start shivering.
You're trying to not die.
Yes. You send your body into shock. So yeah.
Nigga, that's hypothermia.
But it gives you abs. Please. It gives you abs.
Please. Okay, so we're not gonna give eating disorder advice though.
No, what? I'm not giving eating disorder advice. Like I've watched multiple videos about this. Some people do this on a regular basis, but you have to work out. But the ice baths do help get you a little bit chiseled.
No, this is not eating disorder, but this is a gym disorder. This is some shit somebody with a fitness problem.
You have an issue. You need to talk to the lady.
Yeah.
I used to live with did I ever tell you I used to live with a male stripper?
No.
Yeah. Well, one of my first roommates and a good friend, still to this day, male stripper, and he he's very what's the right word to use for this male? What? How do you describe a friend that is very particular about his shape? No matter his age.
Damn. He's a hot daddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's definitely a hot daddy.
He's a thot daddy.
He's a thot zaddy. Yes, he's a thot zaddy. And
I don't even know if anybody says that, so don't come.
Listen.
All right, let's put our hands together. I don't think anybody says wait. Beyonce's latest album. That is on there.
What, that? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
We can say it. She's our age.
Oh no, I didn't mean. I just don't know if they put those two words together.
Oh no, that's just us being us. I'm putting them together.
Yeah, but that zaddy.
That zaddy.
Yeah. So very particular about his shape. We just made that up.
Yeah, he's taught me about the nightlife of gentlemen's nights. Oh no, ladies' nights at strip clubs. Because apparently strip clubs, like, they have their regular nights, and then all of a sudden they just give one night to the ladies, which I think is bullshit.
If you've ever been, you know why you can't have that fucking chaos. Seven.
Yeah, it's you know why you can have like multiple basketball games in a week, but football is once a week.
Yes. Mel, that was perfect.
You're welcome.
The concussions alone.
Yeah. That is full contact, you heard me.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Oh my god. And you know what? Now I think about it, maybe it is a good reason, because I hear they beef up security more for ladies' night than they do regular nights.
They be wildin'.
You wild.
Women are nuts. We just, I don't know. We are not okay.
I don't know what happens in there, but apparently it goes from 0 to 200 very quickly.
It's like, for me, it's a bit much. I'm like, ooh, this is.
Man, we not palm clutches around here.
I'm not used to stretching my Christianity this far.
We not pearl clutches. But when somebody comes out and you see the HR manager make a cock disappear. You like, yo. It's 7:30. Your drinks ain't even cooked in yet.
We're still getting happy hour specials.
Mm-hmm.
Please put the dick down. Please.
Yo, the sun's still out in the summertime.
Yo, let me tell y'all, when I like, and that's the thing about it too. Male review shows, because that's what they call them, everybody. Male reviews.
Male review.
Ladies' night or whatever, at certain clubs, by the stage right now. Not only do they get extremely wild, but apparently the money is rampant.
Women are very generous.
Women are super generous. Gordon, we know this is comedians. Who pays for comedy club tickets?
Oh, ladies.
Ladies.
Yep. Yep. And, look,
who
I ain't
goes
never
to concerts?
Oh, ladies.
We gonna spend that money.
Don't spend that money.
You know what? Thank you, ladies, for being so supportive of the arts. But here's the thing: I'm gonna ask in return. Can you not be so handsy?
Consent counts for us too, ladies.
Yeah, but in true fashion, being men that are men, men do come, like, you know, put their dick in your drink.
That does happen.
It does happen. I've you know what? Why am I being coy? Yeah, I've seen it. My cousin, when he came out, when he finally came out, he went to Secrets, and
y'all went to the All Male Review.
Secrets. That's where the name of the club was. It was called Secrets. And we were at Secrets. And apparently, that's the move as a male dancer.
Well, you know what you're going to do after Ramadan next year.
Y'all got twerking. We're stirrers.
As we soon as you get shit shredded.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. But yeah, that should be happening. That should be happening. So, oh my God, how the fuck did we get here?
Well, we were talking about your thoughts, Daddy, and summer bodies.
Yes, summer bodies. There we go.
I stated this on Twitter. I did. My summer body was this. Some of my goals were met. Some of my goals were not. That's
okay.
That's what you get.
All right.
That's all you're getting this body.
Well, I'm thankful for Ramadan because not only am I down 20 pounds, I'm 10 away from my goal weight, and I'm inching towards it quickly and effectively. I'm gonna be so sexy. I just want to have washboard abs.
I don't think we're ready for that. I don't know if you're ready for that.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not ready for that.
I'm gonna just say I love you. You know, I just I don't gonna act right.
No, I'm not gonna act right. That's gonna be the first time y'all see me do a comedy show with a wife beater on.
My goodness.
And again, you don't get out of here with this Hawaiian shirt button down to the third button. Yeah, you're not gonna act right.
I'd
be know having about all my fat rolls out now, so I don't know what I would be if I was shredded.
Ooh, Mel, I'm
running around in like scotch tape and floss.
Yo, if we was all shredded, this would be the Naked Advice Show.
Mm-hmm.
We're not good people.
Not at all.
We're not good people. We would have been on video long ago.
Mm-hmm. Long ago.
Just luxuriating.
Nigga
wisdom.
Yes. What's the tape that everyone?
It wouldn't be a bad advice show. It would be Naked Nigga Wisdoms.
Sponsored by Body Butters. Oh, just Body Butters all day.
Just
and
we spend
a lot of the time just rubbing it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, the whole show would just be us giving tutorials of lotioning ourselves.
I think y'all just turned this into a group OnlyFans, and I don't know about that. I think we drove off the cliff.
Oh, our Patreon would no longer be reasonably priced.
No,
We would have an $85 tier.
Yeah, we definitely would have a $95 tier.
That would be the first tier.
Yo, first what is? Yeah, what's the tape that everyone's using? The why do I keep seeing this on Twitter and I don't know what it is? But apparently, some tape that everyone's using to help their bosoms.
Yeah, it's like in it when you're wearing something that a bra wouldn't work with, you tape them up.
Oh, is there a name for that tape or is it just tape?
Boob tape.
Boob tape. Okay.
Man. I think one of them is like, I think an actual brand name is Booby Tape.
Booby Tape. Okay.
Yeah, that's the brand that's sticking out for me right now.
Okay. Did you have to say sticking out metal?
I did.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I've been watching Booby Tape videos.
Your face right now. Please put this nigga in jail. Oh my god.
I got your bell. I'm coming. I'm there.
Send this nigga to jail.
Sir, who are you here for? The Booby Tape nigga.
Oh man. As soon as you go to YouTube, you need to be sucked into another dimension. Get this nigga off the streets.
Oh my god. All right. All right, everybody. All right.
We have given no advice on how to get a summer body.
No, we haven't.
Here's the advice. Give the summer whatever the fuck body you want to give it.
There we go. That was the point I was trying to get to. Just know this summer's gonna be your summer, regardless whether you go jogging or running or bench press 1,000 pounds, baby. It's gonna be you.
Like, let it go. Yeah, we see them marks. Yeah, we see them. What that mean? If you put pants on them, what does that mean? Oh, you still have the marks and you're hot. What the fuck you want?
Put them shorts on.
Hoist them up.
Can I shout out all the ladies that got stretch marks on their booty? Hey, y'all.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, y'all. I don't give a damn about that. I like it.
I'm military. I like stripes. I see. They use a high ranking official. I see you.
Officer, please.
I'll call you my tiger.
I know
baby.
Y'all listening. How long are you gonna let this shit continue?
Oh my god.
Well, you got 9 stripes. You was a master sergeant.
Get him off the streets.
As soon as I see them stripes on your booty, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you went to LSU.
Wow. Go Tigers.
Is your daddy Shere Khan, baby? Oh, I'm talking about the Jungle Book.
Trust in me.
All right.
I mean, some bad choices. I see that now.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. Oh, speaking of court.
Yes.
Going to jail soon. Rudy Giuliani.
He is a nasty, greasy, dripping little creature we thought he was.
He's everything and worse than we thought he was. He's a sexual assaulter. He was selling pardons for $2 million. It's like this nigga, the last that whole 4 years was just evil white man time.
Yeah, he was just delaying the inevitable, which was gonna happen. He thought he was gonna get a pardon, but he didn't get one. Mm-hmm. And now look at him.
Look at you.
But you know what? He wasn't never supposed to be where he got anyway.
Never.
True.
Hadn't practiced in 45 years and ended up being a legal counsel to the president of the United States.
Mel's spitting bars. Simone's spitting bars too.
A long time ago. What?
No, y'all spitting bars right now. This man should have never been in that position. But it going down. I can't wait to see it. I don't even like getting happy about people going to jail, but this one, get them.
Well, it was like, it's hard for me to, like, this is the shit they built. I don't feel bad. Like, when these motherfuckers start going to jail, you built this shit. Mm-hmm. You built that shit. I can't get mad at you living in the shit you built.
Yeah. All right. The thing is, it is a civil case, though.
And yeah, I know. He ain't going to jail yet.
He ain't going to jail. The victim is suing for $10 million. But the thing is, if you use Trump's case with precedent, hey, he gonna have to pay that $10 million, and he gonna have to explain a bunch of other stuff.
Yep. Oh,
cause,
man.
Because I think Giuliani will roll on Trump
easily.
You know though? Can I be very honest and dark and cynical?
Please.
We are going to find out every single thing we think about Donald Trump is true.
Ooh.
More or less.
Ooh, why do you say that,
and
Mel?
I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh, no.
Nothing is going to happen to him. I don't think anything is going to happen to him.
Oh, so you hit me with the good end, then you hit me with the back end. All right.
I think we're going to find out we were right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to mean anything. It's all corrupt. You know,
he's gonna catch a lot of charges because all of them look bad. The RICO case in Georgia looks terrible.
They're gonna put on a show.
Yeah, RICO case in Georgia is gonna be like, because this is the same attorney general that brought the RICO case against Young Slime Life, the YSL, the Young Thug people too. And
it's the same lawyer.
Saint was Georgia State attorney.
Okay.
So she don't play.
So somebody.
But to Mel's point, what will it mean in the end?
I don't think it means anything in the end.
All right. I can hope. I got my fingers crossed.
But I'm a cynic, so maybe don't listen to me. I don't know.
Are you a cynic, Nick? Are you, Mel?
I'm kind of cynical when it comes to that. Yeah.
All right.
Like, I don't think justice is going to prevail. I just don't believe that.
Because justice would be death.
I mean, justice is so broad when you look at it on the grand scale of...
Not for me. It's narrow. It's narrow. It's death. Death by rhinoceros. No, not by the rhino. Drop that nigga off in Colombia with Pablo Escobar's hippopotamus.
Hippos.
Yeah.
That's the kind. That's some foster ass.
Oh, they running the muck down there too. Damn.
They are wilding.
Yo, yeah. Could you imagine
they
being,
wild and they fucking.
Oh, yeah. Like it's no tomorrow. Like I whenever I hear about Pablo's that used to be the name of my fantasy football team. Pablo's pesky hippos. We won the championship. All right, but the point is, like, could you imagine being Pablo's assistant and he wakes up from a cocaine binge and he goes, "I want hippos and I want them by the end of the week." What? You can't tell him no.
That's nuts.
Hell no, you die if you tell them no. Now you got to get to Africa. Sometime you got to somehow get to Africa and do this 19-hour flight in 12 hours to get back by tomorrow with a hippo.
You're just on a plane. You're on a cargo plane going, how do I get a hippo?
You can't put a hippo on a plane. You have to put that on a boat, don't you?
Do you understand? The delegation that had to go through with that when Pablo said he wanted a hippo, the group of people that sat around went, he will murder us. we gotta figure this out.
A hippopotamus from Africa.
We gotta figure this goddamn thing out. Oh my God. If we don't get this hippo back, we're all dead.
It's gonna be some shit.
Either the hippo gonna kill us or Pablo gonna kill us. I'd much rather be the hippo. I want him to know I try.
Yeah, the hippo ain't got that kind of imagination. He just gonna bite you. Pablo might do all kind of shit to you.
Yeah.
You gotta
Pablo gonna put in some work. And you will not like it.
Well, there goes our three listeners down in Colombia.
They don't like that nigga either. And I'm you trying to have a picnic, you see a fucking hippo. Goddamn Pablo.
God damn it. And then you just gotta run too. You can't even pack up your shit.
No. You done left behind your good wine.
A roast compoyo. All that good Spanish food gone. All that good Colombian fare.
They have flying in Colombia. I'd be pissed if I had to leave behind my flying.
Oh yeah. They got it too. You know, it'll be sitting up glistening in the sun, and then you hear a hippo, whatever sound they make. You out of here.
I just imagine something being cinnamon and delicious, or vanilla-y and delicious. I don't think I've ever had Colombian desserts before.
Oh, I keep telling you, I got to come down to Peru, hang out, have some tea.
So, nigga. Nigga.
To hell with you and that drug tea.
Fine. Fair enough. All right. So, Giuliani, we all hope he goes to the big boy house. That sounded really burlesque. I didn't mean for it to sound that way.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what the fuck just happened there? All
have
right.
Y'all been watching Succession?
Yes, I have been. Succession's taken a Succession has taken a turn to the to the truthful about how election nights are run, and I find it fascinating.
I think it also like we're watching everybody become their absolute worst.
Yes.
Oh, like, man. You thought we sucked before, but nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, so speaking of TV shows, I didn't get to tell you guys this. My high school in New Jersey is going to be the set for American Horror Story.
Yes.
That's cool.
Y'all miss Rome's. You know what? You're right. We gotta get video going.
I was so telling him when he told me I didn't know which one was funnier, American Horror Story New Jersey or American Horror Story High School. Because it's both fucked up.
Both fucked up.
Yeah.
The fucked up part about it is they ain't even got to paint. They just got to show up.
Shit.
All right. That's too loud, Gordon. Too loud. Yes, but absolutely right. Yes. They're filming at my school. Oh, God. Yeah. You know what? Now my feelings are hurt because they're also filming downtown Newark. Why is my city always the place of horror?
The part about it is when the real ghosts show up. Because that's gonna really throw the cast off.
If they announce American Horror Story Newark, please call and check on me.
Please. I will call in because I know you're gonna be no good.
I might lose consciousness. Please check on me.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're doing.
American Horror Story Newark. From the eyes of a stolen ghost car.
So the ghost of two Razor Willie. Legend says Willie would carry a razor, and when you pulled yours out, he said, let's throw him down and fight like men. And when you threw yours down, he pulled out a second razor.
Yeah, Willie definitely was from Newark. Yeah, that's definitely a Willie from Newark.
He's always had the secret razor.
That is fucked up. My feelings would be hurt if there was just like American Horror Story in New Orleans and then it's like Hurricane Katrina. Nigga, that was my life. The fuck? Y'all can't keep toying black people like this, you dirty motherfuckers.
Oh, well, they not only are they doing it to me, they doing it not only are they doing it to me, they're doing it to a place I actually went to school and learned that.
A beloved memory.
American Horror Story, Georgia. If the target audience is white Georgians, it would just be a close up shop of a nigga reading and enjoying itself.
They wouldn't be able to show it in Florida because it will violate the CRT rules.
Yes. Yo, we have to talk about him next time, but just honorable mention for Asshole of the Year, DeSantis.
He is like special delivery asshole, right?
Yo, he's giving he full-fledged no hose bar asshole.
Is he really that confident that he can win the nomination?
He said he said that he beat Disney.
He didn't, though. He said he did. He is publicly getting his ass whipped. Do we know we can see him getting his ass whipped?
Yeah. He ain't say that. He said that he beat Disney. He's the only one that defeated the big company that is Disney.
Defeated them at what? Maybe we didn't see that particular contest.
Well, Disney took a stance on their CRT rules and what they're doing is wrong and what they're doing to the LGBTQ plus community is wrong. And they went, well, Disney's wrong and we beat them at that. They can't contest with us because we'll tax them. I'm like, bro, you don't want Disney business. they take them airs off. They will get in your ass.
With the ears.
I was just going to say, it's the opposite. When the lawyers put the ears on, that's it.
Mickey showing up with them ears like one of the Peaky Blinders.
They ain't got the razors in the ears.
No thanks.
I got to cut you now. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst Mickey Mouse impression ever.
Oh my god. Please do it again. Please do it again.
This shit hurt my throat.
No, please. Okay, wait. You don't laugh. We hurt this feeling.
Oh god. What? I can't get it.
I want to stop laughing, but I am a very bad friend.
Just the thought. Just the thought of somebody having razors in the monkey ears is hilarious by itself.
Oh, no.
All right. Serious. What are we doing this episode?
What happened?
I don't know. I tried. I couldn't get the higher register.
Oh my god.
We got to talk about DeSantis in depth next week.
We're gonna start.
I don't know. Maybe we can start a segment on the Bad Advice Show, Asshole of the Week, or we'll come up with a different name for it. But we're going to tell you who the worst person of the week is on the Bad Advice Show.
You know what? I like
that. Surprise, they will probably be white.
Unless I find out that nigga name who said we owed reparations. If I find out his name.
Oh, no.
Oh, there was some NFL player that was saying some wild shit about Mother's Day that made me want to toss my phone onto the subway tracks recently. Some dude that used to play in the NFL is now an anchor was saying that kids should be honored on Mother's Day because they made their mothers that day.
What? Get that nigga checked for CTE immediately. You can't be a mother without the kids. The kids make you a mother. You don't shut your leading with your face head tackling ass in.
Oh man.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know the NFL player's name, but like he put the clip out and he said it to a room full of writers at the time. I'm like, what you got? There's something has to be wrong. It was
it was the first time I'm surprised when people are dumb anymore.
Wait.
Like what? People being stupid doesn't surprise me.
Why not? It always surprises me.
I'm just not surprised. I've heard it all.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was his stance. And I'm like, yo, bro. I've been
a single parent for almost 22 years. So I have heard all of it. Any criticism that you could possibly think, I have heard it.
Yeah.
So, like, when people say goofy shit around Mother's Day this year, I just was so non-reactive because it's just tired. It's been just the same shit. Recycle, and it does not, there's no point in debating it. There's no point in, like, dunking on them or whatever, because that's not, they're just doing it for the attention they get. Because they got mommy issues.
They do have mommy issues. I have like, minimal.
You can't do no shit with that.
I have minimal Janet issues. I got her Mother's Day gift, which she was very proud of. I had to trick her, though. I pranked my mother, which the internet told me called me an asshole for. Shout out to everyone that messaged me and told me I was an ass for tricking my mom on Mother's Day. You don't know our relationship. We like doing stuff like that. And also a half a shout out to my sister for making a reservation for breakfast at 8 a.m. at one of the busiest diners in New Jersey.
Oh, Jesus. That's wild.
That's wild. That's wild early right there. I know everybody was there. I know all you could hear was forks clinging.
Oh, forks clinging and people highly upset, bro. And it's a diner. And it's the only diner in New Jersey I know that takes reservations, which makes it makes it even more hostile because people think they could just show up. You had to make a reservation to get a table. And let me tell you, there was quite a bit of fights outside.
Yeah. I can imagine a large bellied white man showing up at the last minute. He didn't really want to do nothing for Mother's Day, but she was like, if you don't fucking take me, the blah, 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 you know. And he shows up and he can't get in. He's like, where's my fucking eggs? He's like, I can't, what do you mean a reservation? I pay taxes in this town.
And shout out to the DJ, to a DJ that DJs at 8 a.m. in a diner.
You're definitely team mom, because ain't no way.
Hey, shout out to DJ Sausage Link. You're going to make it one day, buddy, because you're in the trenches now.
Ain't no way.
Wait, you mean to tell me you wouldn't wake up at 6 a.m. and load your car?
Shit.
With your Serato. Yeah, it was a wild, wild Sunday morning. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
And
not that I saw, but it was a lot of aggression. I was inside by the time the like fights were really setting in. And shout out to I told her I was gonna do this. The lady at the Coach store in Short Hills Mall, named Lillian. Lillian, you're the best. She emails me and she gets me, helps me get bags for my lady, my mama. So, yeah. Try to push some weird stuff on me this year, but I'm like, nah, Lillian, we can't be doing that. She was dope as hell. Thank you so much, Lillian.
Hey, going the extra mile. Super salesman like that, you appreciate it.
She's the only salesman that I know will leave a white customer to come talk to me when I walk into the store.
Excuse me, white lady. Got some money to be made over here.
This nigga still loves his mama.
You're back.
She walked over to me with cucumber water and Jolly Ranchers. I was like, oh, Lillian.
I feel seen. Did you like kick your foot up a little bit?
Oh my God. It was the greatest. Oh man. When you find a salesman that loves selling to black folk, it is luxurious. Gave me sour apple, Jolly Rancher candy, cucumber water.
Yo, it's real though, because I was a salesman when I sold cars. Yeah. You damn near become part of the family. If you sell to a black family and they feel like you gave them a good deal and you treated them fairly, they know that shit. We all know that ain't normal. That, you know, unfortunately, that ain't normal that we get treated fairly. So you become part of the family. Like, hey, man, we really appreciate this Mitsubishi Galant. We gonna cook out Saturday. You got to come by. And I did.
For a fucking Galant.
No, I sold some in the Mitsubishi to that family. Because as soon as I stepped into the cookout, they were like, there you go.
Go talk to him.
What kind? Ain't you need a car? Go talk to him right now. I sold out 6 cars to that family.
So you had everybody rolling. You had everybody in that family rolling.
Everybody in the family rolling. And boy, if you want to see some happiness, right underneath baby showers and graduation is buying a new car for black people.
Ooh, what's wrong with you as part of that family? Joy?
You want to see some joy? Sell a black person a car. Because I don't know, I don't care where we at financially, we go in there thinking we ain't getting no damn car.
Ain't no way they're going to let me roll up this lot today.
You could be walking in there with a 787. GS12, GS14, but you already thinking to yourself, they even let me leave with it, Ben. Sell it to them and see don't you make a friend for life.
Jesus Christ. All right, that's another piece of bad advice. Sell cars.
to black folks. Sell Coach bags and cars to black people. You'll never go hungry again.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Lillian. You hooked me up. Made my mama happy. All right. What the fuck? Yeah. Mother's Day was a thing. And we did that. And now we are here. Well, we're going to wrap this up right here. Jesus. This has been a wild show.
Yeah. Kind of got off the rails.
Somehow we went from Ja Morant to Mitsubishi Galants.
We cover the spectrum here at Bad Advice Show.
All right, y'all. Y'all know the deal. One note. Yeah, you know what? I'm so happy that we aren't one note. Because imagine of just sitting here drilling about the same thing over and over again. And I say that to you guys that's listening because, you know, this is our favorite podcast to be doing for y'all. And thank y'all for all that's listening and using the hashtag Bad Advice Show. Thank y'all so much. We enjoy your comments. We really do.
Greatly.
You guys are by far the most active podcast group I have ever seen. And people are envious of us. I don't think you know this. Well, I haven't told you guys this, but there's other comedians that see our following. And they're like, how'd you guys do that? I'm like, I don't know.
We have tried to offend them in every possible way, and yet.
They keep coming back. We're like a Jamaican restaurant. Jesus. So, with that being said.
What you mean, C grade? And I see food, C grade, yeah, C grade, A grade feed. Fuck was that?
I can't. No, I was about to try to do my Jamaica. Yeah, yeah. But now I know why you come around here. Talk, you talk, boy. What? I'm sorry. Ross Clark. All right. No, I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to lose the rest of the Jamaicans we have. So.
Oh, they're secure.
They're secure.
Oh, yo, that's Mel. I can't quit the bad advice show. My girl Mel on there, you know.
Stout girl. Beautiful girl.
She like my tank top and she like my jeans.
Oh, man.
All right,
that's it. Yes. So with that being said, hashtag Bad Advice Show, Patreon.com/Bad Advice Show. Please join because we have an extra show on there called That Other Thing where you can get extra content. But with that being said, Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at the Gates of Mel, and coming soon, my site, MelanieDion.com, launching on June 1st.
You know, shout out to the people down in Africa. That's the continent of Africa that enjoys
Tanzania.
Our flyer.
We found out who because they shouted out Mickey, who did our wonderful logo, and said that she noticed it because it was on her favorite podcast, and that would have been us.
Yes, that's us.
So shout out to you.
And with that being said, Saron, where can people find you?
May 19th, you can find me back at the DC Improv. I'm headlining in the DC Improv Lounge. And May 29th, I'm headlining a 420 friendly show here in DC. I'll give you more details on that on my Twitter, which is at Saron Russell, CerronRussell. You can find me on Instagram at Metarome, MetaRome.
All right.
And I just want to remind you, sorry, I shouted out Mickey and I didn't give you her social media. You can follow her at Okay So Mick, especially if you need a logo. She is very dope, responsive, fast, and as you can see, amazing.
Yep. With that being said, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. And also bakerbone.com. for all my upcoming shows. When you're listening to this, guys, this Wednesday I'll be in Jersey City headlining at White Eagle Hall. So if you guys want to come out and support that, it's right down in Jersey City, right across the border from New York City. So come support, check it out. Thank you guys so much. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Bad Advice Show. Man, I know why you're going anywhere else to listen to podcasts and brood boys talk illegitimate bullshit.
Unprompted, unprovoked, and for no reason.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Be easy.